feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine. Words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope everybody out there is having a great night tonight. Today, I am your host, Brandon Gator, here to speak life to you. That's why we played that music for you guys to kind of get into the mood for what you're about to hear tonight. I am a credit repair expert. I've started as a professional and have really kind of caught fire with this business. And I've become very passionate about it for a number of reasons, exactly those reasons I'll get into as I get through some of this talk and presentation. But basically about this show tonight, you know, I want you guys to know about your credit score and how your credit score impacts your everyday life, from where you live to how much you pay in interest and even where you're able to work. So on tonight's show, you're actually going to learn how people across the nation are improving their credit score in less than 90 days and getting paid to help others do the same. Now, does that sound like a great opportunity? Well, I'll tell you firsthand that it is. So if you're tired of bad credit dragging your finances into more and more debt, then I promise you, you are in the right place. Before we get into everything, I kind of want to let you guys know exactly who I am, what's my backstory, and how I got involved in this business. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Memphis, but it's a very historic city, a city that is deep with not only history, but a feel about it. You drive here, and there's as much history as far as rock and roll and blues as there is some economic problems, and it's very apparent. When people visit here, it's very easy to drive down the parkways and some of the more popular avenues and streets and never see the amount of poverty and economic inequity that exists in this city. Specifically, we just had Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday and the day of celebration for him recently passed. And as many of you might know, he actually spent his last days here in Memphis. And the tone of his rhetoric very much changed towards the end of his life. It really changed towards economic freedom. And not just for his people, but for all people. He was on what was called a poor people's campaign. And here tonight, I'm going to show you exactly how credit impacts your life and also has created by the misuse of credit and the lack of knowledge and literacy, financial literacy about credit and how it impacts your life, has created more poor people to Dr. King's dismay. So a little bit about me. After establishing myself here in Memphis, after college as a local housing expert and doing financing for a quasi-governmental agency with the city of Memphis, helping to start a nonprofit outside of that, and having done over $200 million, yes, $200 million in community development, I was forced to come to terms with an unfortunately harsh reality. And that reality was that despite all of the advancement in my career that was defined in dollars and fancy buildings and development, the families that actually lived in the communities that I worked in and worked so tirelessly to revitalize, those families did not share the same success that I did. On the contrary, they actually were suffering and decreasing economically. You know, they started, before I even started, they were lagging in education and continued to lag in those same communities. And they were dealing with a constantly deteriorating social and physical environment, even though we put all these nice buildings, these community centers and things like that there. And I started to notice something, that these people had no time for themselves. They were hustling every day. People were having children and having to leave and go back to work so quickly before they even got to know their child or their child got to know them. And economically, they were just renters and borrowers in the very communities that they called home. They were barred by indebtedness, bankrupt by interest, and broken by incarceration. And as you know, you can look across the world. It's America isn't the only place. Anywhere where there is a concentration of poor people, crime is rampant. So this realization for me was a catalyst for my personal and professional development. I realized that debt, interest, and mass incarceration were all forms of economic slavery that I thought had no place in modernity. So rather than stand idly by and watch inequity and extortion ravage my community, I made a choice to free myself with the keys of financial literacy and financial education. I made a choice to get myself out of the debt that I had racked up on student loans. I made a choice to free myself from the shackles of predatory lending, which actually caused the housing market crash and the recession that came afterward. I made a choice to create generational wealth and equity for my family. On that same day, I've made a choice to become financially independent. And that's a bold statement. Someone came to me and said, how does it feel for, you know, someone else to feed your family? How does it feel for another man to control your income or another woman? And I thought about it. I looked up the definition and the etymology of debt. I looked at the word for debt in different languages, Hebrew, Arabic, and I found out that the same root word for debt in those languages was the same root word for slave. So on that day, I think I became an abolitionist. I started looking up the abolitionist movement and those that were freeing slaves. And what was the type of slavery that existed back then? Now, the slavery isn't with chains and shackles and yokes around your neck, but the slavery is in debt. The borrower is always a slave to the lender. So now I'm an entrepreneur and a teacher for financial education. My business promotes financial literacy, credit restoration, and also offers a lucrative business opportunity for anyone willing to work on their own terms. So everyone has this opportunity. Everyone has the same opportunity that I did to make that choice. Now some, they're going to choose bondage. They're going to choose what they've been doing. And others will choose freedom. But for those that choose bondage, I ask you, if you're even contemplating that, like, oh, I just like the 40-hour work week. Maybe that's for you. For me, it wasn't. I always say that people are on a 40-40-40 club, 40-40-40 lifestyle. They're going to work 40 hours a week for 40 years of their life only to retire and live on only 40% of their income. Many of those same people may say, hey man, I have a constant check that comes in every 2 weeks, but they're miserable. Why are they miserable? Because they might have a little bit of money, not enough to really get any generational wealth or to accumulate wealth and to live their dreams out for the one life that they have. but just enough to get by, just enough to pay those bills and to create new ones. They might have a little bit and a dependable check every 2 weeks, but guess what? They are slaves by the most part. They might have money, but many of them are time broke. How many doctors do you know that don't spend any time with their family? How many people do you know working 40, 50, 60, 70, upwards of that every single week and don't spend any time with their family? And we wonder why there's brokenness in our homes. We wonder why there's something missing in our hearts. We wonder why people are overdosing on drugs because they're trying to escape their current reality. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to do that. You don't have to resort to those means in order to feel free. There's something about being financially independent that brings one joy, that brings one happiness, that brings one peace. I recently became a father, and I had the joy of delivering our child in the comfort of our own home. I have the joy of waking up every morning and holding and seeing my daughter, seeing her grow every day. I can't imagine the pain of a mother who, after just a couple of weeks after her giving birth, she has to go back to work, and she has to deal with postpartum depression. Not because it was a natural onset, but because she has to go work and be away from her child. She has to go spend hundreds of dollars, sometimes thousands of dollars a month for child care. People are stressed out, and I'm here to tell you that you do not deserve that. So to kind of get into what I do now and how I help people, I have become an independent contractor and owning my own business, and I provide third-party financial services for people with a focus on financial literacy and financial education. Literacy is a very, very important word when it comes to your financial education. Literacy. How can you become financially literate? How do you know how to read a bank statement? It's funny because in school they taught us our ABC, but did they teach us our RBC, real estate, business, and credit? No, they didn't. Why? Because they were training us to be workers. They were training us to work for people that knew the ropes of real estate, business, and credit. And so for those people that don't know about these things, they will always be working for the people that do. The borrower, like I said before, will always be a slave to the lender. I have some questions for you guys. How many people do you know that have less than perfect credit? How many people do you know that have their financial affairs in order? Do you know people that have debt, but they don't have a game plan for paying it down? Even more people, you probably know that dislike their current job and are looking for a change or need to make more money. How many people do you know are not where they want to be in life due to their financial situation? I bet it's more than you can count on your fingers and toes. I'm here to change that. So a little bit about this business. This business is called Financial Education Services. It was founded in 2004, has maintained for every single year an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's a debt-free company with over 100% annual sales growth for every single year that it's been in existence. I'll say that again. Debt-free company with over 100% annual sales growth every year. What does that mean? That means it's grown by 100% every single year that it's been in existence. And it as itself has no debt at all. We can't be preaching about being debt-free and not be debt-free ourselves. So what I provide are services that protect your identity, build and repair your credit, and your family, helping your family create generational wealth and maintaining an educational source for their finances. And also a lucrative and life-changing business opportunity for those that take upon that mantle. Our main flagship service is called the Protection Plan. And the protection plan is just that. It protects your financial stability and your financial situation entirely. And I'll get into that a little bit more as we go on. But first, let's talk about credit and what it costs you if you have bad credit. So your credit is constantly monitored, and it can impact everything from how much interest you pay to how much you pay in your insurance premium. It can impact where you stay, where you live, whether you're able to rent a specific place, or if you're able to even purchase a home or qualify for a mortgage loan. It can even be considered when you are seeking employment. It can even affect where you work. I have a specific story about that. I had gotten a contract, or was working for a contract, later got it, but a contract with Mass Mutual. I had racked up all of these state licenses in order to sell different types of insurances and also to manage financial assets, stocks, bonds, securities, and such. I scored at the top of my class, passed all of my tests, and was the number one candidate. Upon coming in for the onboarding process, I went, you know, like I said, scored high, and then went back and I got a call and said, "Hey, Brandon, do you mind coming back in before you start?" And I was like, "Sure." You know, I thought, you know, there's no way it could be something bad, right? Like I was number one in my class. So I come back and they say, "Everything looks great, Brandon. Everything is fine. Except for one thing, you know, you've passed all of these tests and you're number one in your class, top recruit, but we need to talk about your credit score." And my credit wasn't horrible. It just wasn't great. And I literally had to go through every single item on my credit report and tell them a specific story about how it got there, why it was there, and what I was doing to change that. And I asked, why are you guys being this meticulous and thorough about my credit? This has nothing to do with my credit. And they said, "Oh, yes, it does. Because you're going to be handling financial assets for people into the thousands and millions of dollars of financial assets. How can you do that if you yourself aren't managing your credit, your finances, to the best of your ability?" That hit me hard, and I was like, wow. I always thought that cash was king. My mother would warn me and say, "Boy, you better keep your credit right." But like many of us in college, I got a credit card, spent it up, got my refund checks, spent it out. But now I know that even though I thought that cash was king, was power. A low credit score can actually cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes millions of dollars over the course of your lifetime. How much are you paying right now that you shouldn't have to pay if your credit score were better? I'm talking about your interest rates, maybe on your home, on the financing of your car, even your utility. And people say, "Oh, no, utilities is just however much I use, that's how much I pay." No. Should you move and go to a new place, do you know that your deposit that you have to pay to get your lights turned on or your utilities connected is more if you have bad credit? Credit impacts every single part of your financial life and is literally holes in your pocket if you don't do something about it. Now, through this business and this 14 years of service, this business has done close to 1 million derogatory removals, meaning taking negatives off of people's credit reports. 1 million. How do they do that? They do that by using a federal act called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. The Fair Credit Reporting Act is actually in the best interest of the consumer, but many people have never read it, have no idea what it is, and of course, no idea how it impacts them. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, if I could put all of it into just one sentence, it's the fact that you have the right to investigate and dispute the negative items on your credit report. But not just that. There are actual guidelines and requirements for how they report the negatives on your credit report. So if your lenders or let's say collection agencies, for example, have reported it in the wrong way, they have to take that off of your credit report. if they don't actually own your debt, like most collection agencies do, they actually don't own your debt. They can't verify the fact that you have an account with them. That has to be deleted off of your credit report. But because they are never investigated and services like the one that I provide are never taken advantage of by individuals, then those negatives stay on their credit report. We also leverage the Fair Debt Collections Act. So there are actual guidelines for debt for the people that you may be in debt to on how they report and collect the debt from you. Let me explain something. Let's use an example. If you have, let's say, what's one of the big credit card holders? Capital One. You have a credit card from Capital One for $1,000. You spent up your entire limit of $1,000, and you fall on hard times in the months later, and you aren't able to pay back that debt. Let's say after 6 months, 6 months go by, they charge that debt off. Capital One actually charges that debt off. They do what's called a charge-off. And what that means is that come tax season, they file that as a loss on their federal taxes. So what then happens? The government makes them whole. The government gives them that $1,000 as a loss. So they're made whole. What do they then go and do, Capital One? Capital One then goes, still has that debt that they've charged off, and they sell the debt to a collections agency for pennies on the dollar. That $1,000 debt may have been bought for as little as $200. And then that collection agency is coming to you for the full $1,000. But guess what? You don't owe them a damn thing. And I'll tell you why. You made a contract with Capital One. You never signed a contract with ABC Collections Agency. But here's the trick, and this is how they get most people. They call you. They have your number. They get your number from Capital One. They have your email from Capital One. They call you over and over and over again. You answer the phone, and they say, "Hey, is this John Doe?" And you say, "Yes." "Well, I'm just calling to verify some information. Do you still live at 123 Glory Boulevard?" As soon as you say yes, you have – and you're – note that you are being recorded, first off. As soon as you say yes to those two things, your name and your address, after they have said, "I am calling to verify information," once you say yes, you have now entered yourself into a contract. And that's why they're recording you, because they're calling and seeing if they can verify information as if you have already provided this information to them via contract. Legally, they have to tell you that it's a recorded line. If they don't, you can get that charged off of your credit report. But this is how they get you. And many times, even if you haven't said anything, if you have not verified that information, I say do not talk to the collection agencies. You actually do not owe them. Pay your original debt. Work out something with Capital One to where you can actually pay them back, but do not, and I repeat, do not pay collection agencies. You do not owe them. But they will get you, and their prerogative is to get you into a verbal contract. I guarantee you, if you say, "I do not want to be recorded," they will hang up. So what we do is we help you identify and challenge any inaccurate, erroneous, or obsolete items. So this includes that are on your credit report. This includes late payments, collections, bankruptcies, judgments, foreclosures, negative public records, settlements, and any other type of personal information that is a negative on your credit report. Now, again, like I said before, our main flagship service is called the Protection Plan Membership. One of the things that comes with that protection plan membership outside of the credit restoration is a will and a trust. Again, this is protecting your financial situation and your financial life and your financial affairs. Why is it important to have a will and a trust? A last will expresses your desires for the handling of your financial and personal affairs after you pass. A living trust is so that you can avoid the cost and delay of probate court, and you can spread out the distribution of your estate over time. And we also provide financial and medical power of attorney, so you can designate someone to manage your financial and medical affairs when you are unable to or incapacitated. Now, why is this important? Recently, last couple of months or so, Aretha Franklin passed away. Legend. And someone of her stature, someone of her fame and name renown, did not have a will and a trust. So now, instead of her son being able to mourn his mother's death freely, he has to deal with fifth, sixth, seventh cousins coming out of the woodwork saying that they are owed a part of her estate. And he can't even touch that money. He has to go through a grueling, long process of probate court. So even if during your lifetime you amass this great wealth, if you are not secure with a will and a trust in some way to distribute that after you leave and having a last will, then all of that generational wealth can leave. So also in our protection plan membership, other than the credit restoration and other than the will, trust, and power of attorneys, is a credit builder to help you build and access more credit, a credit attorney if you have collection agencies or others calling you day in and day out. We actually provide you an attorney that will evaluate your case for difficult to remove inaccurate items that are on your credit report, and will actually stand up for you against these supposed creditors. And we also do credit monitoring, which is an interactive credit report and money manager that takes a look at all of your financial accounts and actually gives you an alert system when anything pops up. We also have a debt payoff system that tracks your income and your spending and creates a personalized budget just for you. And it gives you progress reports to track how you're doing. We also do ID theft protection within this protection plan membership. All this comes with the same protection plan membership. The credit restoration, the debt payoff, the will, trust, financial, medical power of attorney, all of this comes with the FES protection plan. With the ID theft protection, this is a life lock. It searches over 1 trillion data points for every day, looking for potential threats to your identity. We also have financial lockbox, which keeps all of your financial contracts, your information, all of your financial documents in one place, encrypted online with a password to enter. So God forbid something happened to your home and all your financial documents are destroyed, you still have a place where you can get them at any time. We also help with evaluating your net worth, your helping you complete your savings goal, and again, helping you budget. All of that comes with the FES protection plan. And once you get it, you also get what's called a YFL online family mint, which is implemented in schools across the U.S., and it offers children in your life and in your family the YFL online financial program. So while they're learning their ABCs and 1-2-3s in school, they actually have access to learning the RBCs and financial literacy as well, so that they don't go through the same thing that we did, where we have to relearn all the things and teach ourselves when we get older and have to learn from these bad mistakes. They don't have to make those same mistakes. And also an added benefit for people like me that are independent contractors with this company, you actually get access to $100,000 worth of life insurance. So I spoke a little bit about the YFL, or the Youth Financial Literacy Foundation. A portion of every protection plan that I was speaking about, with all of that encapsulates all of those financial services, a portion of that gets donated to the YFL, or the YFL Foundation, which this year is giving out $785,000 in scholarships to children ages 8 to 18 for their school and for their education. So that FES protection plan membership is a one-time fee of $99, activation fee of $99. And then from that point, $89 per month for as long as you stay within our program. No contracts, no extra fees, cancel anytime. Most people stay within our business and within our services for about 4 to 6 months. This is the full process of our attorneys taking on and looking at your specific credit history, looking at your specific credit reports, and making detailed dispute letters after their investigation and arguing on your behalf to the credit, all three credit bureaus simultaneously at the same time. Those credit bureaus only have 30 days to respond to you, only 30 days. And within those 30 days, they actually have to verify every single negative that's on your account. They have to verify it with a signature with the original creditor, the original lender. If that can't be done within 30 days, by law, by federal law, by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, it has to be taken off of your credit report. Also, a couple other things that we sell individually with our financial services are secure cards, so that you can actually build credit without these super high interest rates with a secure card. You actually put the money down yourself. So for example, you know that you're gonna pay for your phone bill. You know you're gonna pay for your car. Why not build double credit on top of that? Why not put all of that money for that year or for that month onto a secure card, and every time you spend it, it gets charged as a positive to your credit report and gets reported to the credit bureaus. Also, we have a new service called Credit My Rent. Some of you that saw my company's post on social media saw this. It says, build credit with your rent payments. That's a game changer. For many people in America who are not homeowners, their rent is their largest expenditure. Their largest expenditure, the largest expense out of their family and personal individual budget is their rent. But for whatever reason, that does not get reported to the credit bureaus. So what we do is we have an outstanding support team that goes and actually verifies your rent with your landlord or your property manager as a third party, and then reports those payments to your credit bureaus. Not only that, it doesn't just start right now. We can actually backtrack for the last 24 months or 2 years of your rental history and get those reported as a positive on your credit reports. So shouldn't you be rewarded with a positive payment history for being a responsible renter? Yes, you should. We can backdate those again for up to 2 years, significantly changing your credit score. Now imagine if you did Credit My Rent and you also took advantage of our services for investigating and disputing every single negative that's on your credit report, whether it's yours or not, dispute everything. Imagine if you took advantage of Credit My Rent and our credit repair service. Do you see how easy it would be to have a 100-point increase in 90 days or less? Most people see their credit go up significantly in just 30 days. As an independent contractor with Financial Education Services, it actually comes with you as an agent getting your credit fixed. And my first 30 days, actually it was my 34th day, I had a 67-point increase in my credit. Somebody say hallelujah. 67-point increase in my credit on my 34th day. You can see the same type of increase and possibly more. So with this, I just kind of spoke about what I've taken advantage of, which is the actual business opportunity. And there's two sides to the business opportunity. One is establishing your own accounts, and the other is business development. The first, establishing your own accounts, is where you obtain personal clients and expose them to the FES protection plan. All of those services that I've just spoken about, it all comes with that same protection plan, that $99 activation fee and the $89 a month for as long as you're with us, as long as you take advantage of these services. And on the business development side, you're in charge of your own business. You recruit, train, hire, develop, and manage your own nationwide team. And the best part, you don't have to report to an office. I do this from the comfort of my own home every single day, and I wake up every morning, look at my daughter in the face. I look outside as I drink my coffee, and I see people rushing away from their families and homes to a place that they don't like, with people that they don't love, that make them sick. Literally. So I ask you again, how many people are in the financial situation that they want to be in? How many people control their income? Not many. How many people control their schedule? Not many. How many people control their own advancement? Not many. Benefits, retirement, their future. It's not a lot of people. But if you do what everybody else is doing, how can you expect a different situation than what everybody else is getting? So, when you first come in as an agent, again, like I said, you actually promote yourself. The only thing that advances you in this business is you, yourself, and if you hit the markers within an algorithm. There's no person breathing down your neck. There's no person that you have to kiss up to or play politics or anything like that. You run your own business. And you yourself are held accountable for what happens or what doesn't. But this business opportunity is changing my life and my perspective on financial independence, financial education, and how I bring home the bacon. So for each personal sale, when you first enter the business, you actually get $100 per person plus residual income. And that changes the game. Residual income. How many people have residual bills? How many people have bills that come out every single month? Okay, well, you signed up for that one time, but you get charged for it every single month. How many people have residual bills but don't have residual income? That was me at one time. So for every protection plan that you actually sell, every person that you help to restore their credit, and there are 43 million, I think was the last estimate, 43 million people that need credit repair right now. For every single person that you help do that, you get $100 when you first come into the business and $12 per month after that. So imagine if you just talk to your family, five people in your family, you have them over for dinner. And you speak to them about this amazing opportunity to fix their credit. $500 right there, plus $60 in residual income. And there's no limit to how many customers you can acquire. And that's just one out of six ways that you get paid as an agent. So let's take that five customers in one day. That's $500. How many people don't save $500 per month? You know, 60% of Americans don't have $1,000 in their savings account. Google it. 60% of Americans don't have $1,000 in their savings account. But over 30 days, let's say you're still working your job and you want to work your way out of a job. And you tell a couple people, could you use the extra $500 per month just for five people? Now, what if you did five people per week? That's $2,000 extra a month. How about 10 customers per week, which is very easy? That's $4,000 per month, or 20 a week. Now you're getting into six figures. And that's not even including the residual income. So another way that we actually get paid is what's called a customer acquisition bonus. We call it CAB bonuses for short. So you actually can promote yourself based on your volume, your sales volume. So the first increase of sales volume is just $1,600 worth of sales volume, which is very easy to hit. And that goes from being an agent to a field trainer. The next level is $5,000 in volume. That's a field trainer, a senior field trainer. And the next is $10,000, which is a sales director. The CAB bonuses, it comes from you actually hiring on someone else. They apply. They meet all the requirements. And you help them to get two customers. You build their business and show them how to express this amazing business opportunity to other people. And when they get their first two customers, you actually get paid for helping them out. So everybody is really running their own business, but we have created team and organizations to where we all build off of each other. For helping getting one person that you've hired on to help two people as an agent, when you first come in the game, you get an extra $100. And this goes all the way up to $550. So that second level, after you do $1,600 in team volume, $160 every single time. Then $240 every single time. Then $380. So you see how you can be running your own business and then helping other people to develop their business. And it can easily snowball into thousands of dollars. The person that actually, per month, the person that actually showed me this amazing opportunity is a guy named T.K. Martin. T.K. Martin is 42 years old. Looks like he's 25 years old or less. He actually looks younger than I do, and I'm 30. And he does $100,000 in business every single month. $100,000 per month in business. That's amazing. He's 42 years old, and guess how long he's been doing this? 19 months. We have another young man who's 26, I believe, Alfred Nixon. He's 26 years old. He's been involved with the company for 2.5, almost 3 years. And he's a multimillionaire with the company. He was sleeping on his mom's couch, found this opportunity, took advantage of it, repaired his credit, and helped others do the same on a big scale. He made most of his money off of making Facebook and Instagram posts and people flooding in because he knew that this was a great opportunity, and he knew that there would be thousands, millions of people that were just like him that needed credit repair and did not have their financial affairs in order. So again, those customer acquisition bonuses go from $100 all the way up to $550. Imagine helping someone help two people to fix their credit, and you get paid $550, and they get paid direct commissions plus residual income. So these are paid to unlimited levels. And also, one of the great parts about this is I get paid every Thursday at 1:02 a.m. Every Thursday. So this is weekly pay. You don't have to wait 2 weeks. You don't get paid monthly. There's no threat of the government shutting down and you not getting paid. It's all based on what you do. So it's very easy to do $5,000 in cab bonuses a month. And if you did that once a month or twice a month, or once a week, that's $20,000 a month if you do that once a week. So again, this is a very, very lucrative business opportunity. If there's anyone that's interested in this, you know, and I should have given out my number earlier, but feel free to text me if you're interested. You can text interested or text info or just text me in general at 731-474-9772. Again, that's 731-474-9772. So also with the business, you know, like I said, you as an independent agent, you actually get your credit fixed as a part of the deal. Also, we have something called the R&R Club. R&R stands for rest and relaxation. So what the company does is it takes away your two biggest expenses. Like I said before, the number one biggest expense and expenditure out of most households is their household itself. The other is their car payments. FES actually takes away both of those. So after you've reached a minimum of 500 protection plans in your entire organization, this isn't just you. This is within the entire organization that you've built. Once you reach that benchmark, they pay anywhere from $600 up to $1,600 for your car payment. But there are a few stipulations. The stipulations are it has to be one of three types of vehicle. It can either be a Mercedes-Benz, a Cadillac, or an Audi. If the company is going to pay for your car, you can only drive one or three of those three things for that payment, and they'll actually pay you that stipend for that. They also give you, and that's called the auto expense allowance, they also give you a housing allowance up to $5,000, depending on your level and promotion level, which is only controlled by who? You. So again, by taking the biggest expenditures out of your household, what are they helping you to do? Decrease your debt and be financially independent, and most importantly, financially free.
We can't be going around talking about financial freedom, not being financially free ourselves. We can't go around speaking about being debt-free and not either working toward or being debt-free ourselves. And the company actually helps us do that very thing. They take very, very good care of us. But the good thing is that we're independent contractors. So any expenditure that we spend on the business goes on our taxes, and we get back at the end of the year or the beginning of the next year. So in order to enroll and become an agent, for me, for example, I don't accept everyone who wants to be an agent. I don't. I don't want to be giving business development training to people that are going to drag their feet, that don't really see this as a charge and campaign to go help people become financially free and to stop being slaves to their lenders. I do not accept everyone. But to enroll and become an agent, it's like a franchising in order to have this business opportunity. So again, in order to get the FES membership, it was a $99 fee, remember, plus the $89 a month. For $100 more, you can actually be an agent. There, you don't have to do anything else except for that, and then you have the reins for your own business. With this, you get a personalized sales website where you can actually personalize it yourself, but with a couple tools that every website will have that you'll need. You get a FES Connect mobile enhanced website. You also get online training platforms to better understand the business, and that's amazing. We'll get to that in a little bit. You get an online business back office with reports and sales tracking systems. You get live agent and customer support teams so that when you help people to fix their credit, guess what? You never have to take their Social Security number. I will never, ever take one of my clients' Social Security number. We have attorneys for that. They sign up online. I send them a link, or they find a link on one of my websites or platforms, and they enroll themselves in order to get credit restoration or to take advantage of any of these financial services. As an agent, we have conference call training and updates. You actually get marketing and advertisement materials to help you to advertise in your area or online. And again, we get weekly pay. And as an added bonus, like I said, you actually get your credit fixed as well, and you get to take advantage of the FES Protection Plan membership that comes with the budgeting system, the credit restoration, the credit builder, the net worth calculator, the saving goal system, access to credit attorneys, the credit monitoring, the financial lockbox, identity theft protection, debt payoff system, the will, trust, power of attorneys, and the YFL Family Mint program so that the children in your life can become financially educated. And on top of that, $100,000 worth of life insurance. Talk about a benefits package. So, there's just one thing to ask you, and it's pretty much what I asked you in the beginning. How many people do you know that have less than perfect credit? If you're like me, tons of people. How many people do you know that don't have a will, a trust, or a power of attorney? Who has debt and would benefit from a system to pay it off that helps them to snowball their debt and shows them the fastest way to pay it off, many times within 3 to 5 years? Or how many people do you know that work in a credit-related industry? This is really how you create a huge business. And by credit-related industry, I mean real estate, mortgage, audio, or a loan officer or a banker. These are people that need qualified buyers. A real estate agent usually turns down anywhere from 20 to 50 people a year because those people have all the bells and whistles in order to purchase a home. They have the income, they have the intent. They know that they can make good payments, but they don't have the credit. So now they don't qualify. You can actually speak to real estate agents and say, hey, I can turn your unqualified buyers into qualified buyers. Let's say a real estate agent, let's say they sell a $100,000 home at 5%. So for every home that they sell, they're getting $5,000. And they turn down 50 people a year. They're losing a ton of money a year from not having qualified buyers. in a market where 80% or 4 out of 5 people in America have errors, inaccuracies, or unverifiable information on their credit reports. You can actually send these people in credit-related industries like real estate, mortgage, auto, or banking, you can send them a referral link to where anyone that they send you, that person, that credit-related industry person, can have that link and click on it and see all the people that they sent you and where they are in the process of restoring their credit. And once that referral is done with the credit restoration process, they get a notification and they can see, you know, Jane Doe is now ready to purchase a home. Even better, if that person in a credit-related industry becomes an agent within the organization that you are creating, that actually helps you, helps your promotions, helps you reach the next level of getting your promotions and getting to that R&R club. How easy would it be if you had one real estate agent on your team, one mortgage lender on your team, or somebody that works at an auto lot? Help them work themselves out of working for somebody else, unless they're a real estate agent working for themselves already. Add this as a supplemental service to their business without changing much of what they do, and now you've increased their personal income $50,000, $60,000 a year. I'm telling you guys, this business is changing people's lives every day, every hour. So I'll ask you, who among you is looking to change where they are right now financially? Who's looking for part-time or full-time income? Who's frustrated with their current career and looking for a change? And who wants to become financially free? So as we close tonight, I'll ask you, what's your level of interest? You can say, I already have excellent credit. My financial affairs are in order, and I love my current job, but I can provide referrals. Please send them our way. Give them this number, 731-474-9772. Text or call at any time, 731-474-9772. Another level of interest is, hey, I'm interested in the FES Protection Plan membership. I want to fix my credit, and I want to get my financial affairs in order. I want a will and a trust. I really want to protect myself financially and take my finances to the next level. I want to become a protection plan member. Let's enroll. I want to credit my rent. I want the last 24 months of me paying rent on time to be added as a positive to my credit reports. I need that 100-point increase in my credit so I can purchase a home. If that's you, contact me, 731-474-9772. And the third level of interest is that you're interested not only in the protection plan membership, but also the financial opportunity. And you want to do what I do. You want to change your life the way that I've changed mine. And you're ready to become an agent and a customer. But like I said, I don't accept everyone. So if you want to have a personal conversation with me and learn more details about this and how this can actually apply to your life and help you reach your financial goals, if you know me personally, feel free to call me or to direct message me. Again, you can apply right now and start that process, and we can speak as soon as tomorrow or the next day by calling or texting 731-474-9772. So who among you is ready? Feel free. Like I said, this has changed my life. This has changed my family's life. We have an entirely new perspective on finances. We have an entirely new perspective on generational wealth. We have an entirely new perspective on the value benefit of credit and how it impacts our everyday life. Please do not succumb to a lack of knowledge. If you leave with nothing else today, please, in 2019, become financially literate. Do your research. Look up the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Look up the Fair Debt Collections Act. Read it. Start searching Google, YouTube. Do everything that you can to become financially literate, because there are too many financial slaves indebted and slaves to their lenders in the world today. Again, guys, my name is Brandon Gator. I love you. I want you to be free. I hope that this has shown you some things and opened your eyes to exactly, you know, what the situation is in America today as far as debt. Our country isn't the only one in debt. We are too. We are a nation of debtors. I hope this is brought some light to your situation. If there's anything I can do to help you, please contact me. Please get in touch with me. Again, I'll give this number out one more time. If you want to be a client of mine, if you want to speak to me personally, just have a conversation, I welcome that as well. Or if you're interested in changing your life, working from home, repairing your credit, and earning cash doing so by helping people that you know and love and abroad, then please call or text 731-474-9772. I really appreciate you guys, and feel free to contact me anytime. Be blessed, delete all stress, and make sure that whatever you do your best. Take care. This is Brandon Gator with Financial Education Services, and good night.